Well, good morning, everyone. There's a row of cars out that are shiny and clean. Did you see them all? Yeah, they're all in our parking spaces. And they're shiny and clean, but pretty soon they're going to be frozen and snow-covered. But today it's 27 degrees, right? It's the last day on the calendar. All right, here's our announcements today. We start off with if you'd like to give today, and remember, we always love it when you do. There's an offering box you can put your tithes in. That's towards the back. Another way to give is through e-transfers using the church's email address, MorrinvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Now we're going to begin to starting back to many of our fall programs by September 18th by welcoming us back into the community after the summer break. Now, we have an annual tradition for a few years now. So after church, on September 18th, I'm going to talk to Lewis because maybe we'll forego the church and just have the soup and pie that day. Anyway, it's going to be soup and pie Sunday. There's a sign-up sheet for the type of soup or dessert you would like to bring, and this is one of the events that is great to invite your friends to. Something that I do every time we go to a restaurant and they ask for dessert. You know, you've all been to restaurants, I'm sure. And they say, and what'd you like for dessert? I always say, I brought my dessert with me. Aww. I'll bring her on that day too. All right, enough of that. All right, so on September 18th, our ARC Sunday School and Nursery will begin again. So make sure, bring your children so they can be part of what's happening. Many of you are aware that Tammy Gilley oversees our Sunday School program, and presently, their family is going through some serious health issues. So they would need prayer, your prayers every day. So we would really encourage people to sign up to help in teaching the ARC Sunday School. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for this. Now there is coloring, activity sheets, and books available at the doors for the children to use during the worship service today. Our first youth group event is going to be on Wednesday, September 14th, from 7 till 8:30 at the church. And no, Wayne, I know Wayne was wondering, but no, Wayne, you're not in the youth. Now, our last one is we will have a number of our home groups that are going to be running this fall, and there is more information coming out as those groups become available. All right, thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Dave. All right, if you'd like to stand up, we'll just continue worshiping with music.
Come to
loss without Jonas.
See you.
before you have a seat, feel free to welcome each other, dish out some hugs.
Good morning. I was reading in Psalm 54 this morning, and it says, "Why should I fear? Why should I worry? I'm going to put my trust in the Lord." No matter what we're going through today, what's happening in our lives, our families' lives, there's one that is always with us. He knows exactly what we're going through, and it's in Him we place our trust. This morning, we'll be using Titus to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in Titus 2, 11 to 13, Paul writes, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed." We express our devotion to God this morning as people who are continually experiencing His grace and look with hope to the day of when the glory of Jesus is finally revealed. Come, let us adore Him. In confession, Titus 3, 1 to 2, "Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officials. They should be obedient, always ready to do what's good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone." It's so easy to be critical of those over us, argumentative with those we live with, or harsh and proud toward others. Let us confess the times this week when this is how we've acted, and then ask God to help us follow the humble, submissive example of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you make us whiter than snow. Thanksgiving, Paul writes in Titus 1, 1 to 2, "I've been sent to proclaim faith to those God has chosen and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. This truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. We are a people who have been chosen. We have the truth of his words in the Bible that give us confidence of eternal life. Let us be thankful for this wonderful relationship that we can have with God. Thank you, God, that your love never fails and that you're with us always. Supplication, Titus 3, 4-6, it says, "But when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. We come this morning because of his kindness, his love, his mercy, and we bring a request before him. By his Spirit so generously poured into our lives, we pray with confidence that he listens to us, renews us, and restores us. This morning we pray for Noel's family and the loss of life and your mercy in the midst of it. For Ray and Rowena, for Brian and Rita, for Matthew and Trina, for Tammy and Clay, for Roman and Lori, Corrine and Kevin, Shannon and Cam, for Marilyn, for Gloria and Jerry, for James and Kelly and their family, for Karen, for Evelyn and Leona, for Corrine and Isaac. Some of the places around the world, Rwanda, Romania, St. Lucia, Samoa, the Ukraine, we pray for peace and the end of war. For the United States, for Canada, we pray for healing in our own land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we don't even know what to do with. We come to you, our good and gracious God, who loves us like no other. Come and meet us. Come be the lifter of our heads. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, with heart in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter 4, verses 1 to 9. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. You've had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy, their immorality and lust, their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties, and their terrible worship of idols. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things that they do, so they slander you. But remember that they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. That is why the good news was preached to those who are now dead, so although they were destined to die like all people, they now live forever with God in the Spirit. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay.
Thank you.